Welcome, everybody. Shir number 805, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so the Sefer Oitzer Alochas brings down a very interesting question, which comes up. I've heard about it and I've seen it brought in other places. So, for example, which is something in reference to the last Shir that we spoke about. That's many times people just say, so many times a day burn a fushes, it's just like, you know, sort of like flows right off their tongue. And to the point that they don't even chap, like automatically they'll say a bar nefoshes. So he brings out an interesting case. If somebody is drinking, let's say, water, in a case in time where they're thirsty, or they're drinking something else, whatever the case is. So now they're drinking the water, and they're thirsty, they make a shahakal, fine. And they drank enough to make a bar nefoshes, and they drink it down. And they're so used to, like, whenever they drink a cup of water, you know, and they're thirsty, so they drink a full cup of water, and then they make their shahakal, then they make the bar nefoshes right away. But now let's say this time the person has in front of them, basically, it doesn't have to be bedavka in front of them, but let's say a person has their coffee waiting for them. But right now they're very thirsty, so they just stay, they make a shahakal, and their shahakal is on the water, the shahakal is on the coffee, but they need the water, they need a cup of water, you know, they're very thirsty. So they make the shahakal on the water, and they have in mind the coffee, and they're ready to go with the coffee. But as soon as they finish the water, they're so used to every time they finish, right, they finish drinking water, they drink a bunch of cups of water a day, they're thirsty, or the person's very used to the bar nefashis, and they just right away, like, without thinking, they'll make a bar nefashis on the water, and then they realize, oh, one second, I had a mind, and I still have a mind to drink my coffee, and I just made a bar nefashis. What do I do? Do I have to make another shahakal on my coffee? My coffee's right here. I'm ready to drink the coffee. So he brings down that case, very interesting case. And there's actually a Magen Avraham. He brings also Magen Avraham in Kuf Tzadik. He brings also in Kuf Tzadik from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chayadim, others. But it is a machloikis. But they Taka say Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chayadim. They say Taka that since already you had in mind to drink this coffee, you made the shahakal on the water and the coffee, and you had it all in mind, and your mamish in the middle. But out of whatever you forgot, right? You forgot. Now you forgot about the coffee, but out of rote, whatever, you made the burn of fushes right after you finished drinking your cup of water. So now what do I do? Do I make a new shahakal? So they taka say, no, you don't make a new shahakal. That is not considered mesiach das. And you would continue with the coffee. Now there are others, he brings down, there are others, not everybody agrees to that. He brings out the Yesh Cholkim. This is found in our Simen Reish Zayin. Sifkat and Yud Tes on the bottom, he brings it down. That the Yesh Cholkim, the others argue, Al Zev, Savalei de Bracha Achroina, Have Silik Bechol Gavni. In other words, somebody makes a Bracha Achroina, and quite a number of places can say this, somebody makes a Bracha Achroina, it's an automatic cutoff. You made a Bracha Achroina, automatic cutoff, and we mentioned that sometimes, we mentioned that if somebody has a suffix on something, they should make a Bracha Achroina to get out of a suffix, in certain instances, whatever the case might be. But there are poskim who say you make a yesh cholkim al zev savalei de bracha achroina havi silik b'chol gavne. That's it. It's case closed. Once you make a bracha achroina, you shut the door, and now you need a new shahakal. So it's a machlekes. We see the whole thing is a machlekes. And those poskim want to say that v'tzarich levorach shuv bracha rishoina al masha yishta or yoichal achakach. You want to go ahead and eat or drink something else, even though you might have had it in mind and it's mamish part of your shahakal. It's too late. You slipped up. You got to make a new shahakal. But again, so we see that Lamaisit is a machlekes. He does bring down at the top. He says like this in Oiz Zayin, Reish Zayin, Simon Reish Zayin, Oiz Zayin, Mishaberch Shahakal, Amai, Madaite, Lishtois, Gam Kave. Somebody made a shahakal on water with the intention of drinking their coffee. They were thirsty. They needed a drink of water first. Shochach uberich. They forgot. They slipped up. Whatever the case might be. Uberich bar nefoshes. Takeif achashe yishta. Achashe shasa. Hamayim. Right? If they finished a cup of water, they made a bar nefoshes. So he brings down the maisa to ein tzarich lachas or levarich shahakal pam shenis ala kava. So Lamaisa, we see it is a major machlekes. I mean, especially in Magen Avraham, you're dealing with, right, one of the main Main Achroinim, Shulchan Aruch Rav, others argue, so it's a major machlaikis, and it's definitely enough whereby we're going to say a Safik Bracha, and as we know in general, Safik Bracha is Lahakal, right? So in this case, Ein Tzarich Lachzor Levarach Shahakal Pam Shenis, you don't make over another Bracha Al Hakava on the coffee, Kevin Shloi Hisiach Daitai, since it's not considered Hisiach das. In other words, we know in general if somebody made a bracha, they were misiach das, meaning they changed and did something else, and they totally took their mind off the situation. That's called misiach das, right? Or they had a mind to finish. You know, they had in mind that they're done. It's a done deal. They make their bracha, and they're finished. They finished eating that food or whatever, and then they have in mind that it's finished. It's over. That's called being misiach das. Now they decide they'll change their mind for nimlach. For nimlach, and they're gonna go ahead and change their mind. Well, you know what? I'm changing my mind. I'm gonna eat this. So now you have to make a new bracha. He says, Ben Simon, Masha Berch Bar Nefashis Haibatois. That which the person made a Bar Nefashis was a mistake. They weren't supposed to make a Bar Nefashis over there because they had a mind to drink the coffee also as part of the entire drinking session, right? The first the water and then the coffee. So what one should do now, in other words, halacha lemaisa, what you can't make another bracha, you can't make another shakel, because we see that it's a machlekes suffik brachas lahakel. That's what it says, ein sorech lachazar leverach shakel pam shenis alakava. You don't make over another bracha on the coffee. It's a good thing to do. What one should do is trying to take something else, some other food or something that we always say, and we've been saying way back from the beginning, some other shakel, make a shakel and have it in mind, because lemaisa it is a machlekes to be to those, you know, to be to those other shittas that say that no, you should make it over. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in mind, and this happens a lot. The person sits down, they drink something, or they'll eat something, and they have a mind to continue eating the other thing, or in other words, with the same bracha, and it's a bar nefashes, it's all shahakal, it's all bar nefashes, whether it's a drink, food, whatever the case is. But I'm continuing. There's no, I have a mind to continue, and I want to continue. I just slipped up, either I forgot or you know, out of rote, I just made my bar nefashes. So then one has to know. Since it is a machloikis, a Magen Avraham, others, so one should not make over the shahakal, but they should just try and take something else, preferably, and have that in mind. Now, and have in mind the shahakal on the new thing. So like in our case, you finished the water, you made that mistake, you slipped up, you made a bar nefashis, and you had in mind the coffee and everything. So halacha l'maaseh, you don't say over the shahakal, but you should try and take something else, have in mind the coffee, and then continue drinking the coffee. Now, but the only thing is he does say avol im tor for soiver she'ein loy oid lechol, or to drink. Let's say somebody drank this water, right, or they're eating something that's a shahakal, and they made a mistake for soiver she'ein loy oid lechol, and they thought there's nothing else. They thought that this is it, right? Let's say they're possibly a guest or a person, either their wife brings them and the child or somebody brings them something, and then they didn't realize there's something else there that they have to eat, but they had in mind only this one thing, right? There are different halachas when it comes to being a guest, so I don't know if that's the right comparison, but the be it as it made, he says like this, in other words, they made a bracha on this water, and the person thought there was no coffee, or they thought there was nothing else to eat. In other words, they thought that they won't be continuing. They did not, be it as it may, they did not have in mind the next thing. They thought but there was something else to eat, or there was a coffee to drink, or there was something else to eat. But they just thought when they made the shahakal that it's over. I'm just drinking this cup of water and that's it. Or I'm just eating this one thing and then that's it. And then they made a bar nefashes, and then somebody said, hey, wait a second, here's your coffee. Wait a second, here's this other thing. That's also a shahakal. What about that? But then, so then we say, chayz levarach. Then he says, brings down the sefer etz halachas, one should go ahead and make again the shahakal, because over here, the whole thing, the person, v'suyver she'ein loy oid lecha, the person thought that that's all he's drinking, right? So the fact that he made a bar nefashes, and it's not really the bar nefashes was a mistake, but it's his thinking where he thought he was finished. So once you think you're finished, so then you're finished. You make a bar nefashes, a chayz levarach, and make a new shahakal. So let's just sum up real quickly, extremely, extremely important klolim we just went through. Somebody sits down, and either eating or drinking, like we said, water, coffee, it doesn't make a difference what it is. We're just talking about shahakal. It could be by anything, but it comes up a lot by bar nefashes. Somebody sits down to eat or drink shahakal, right? And they're ready to go with something else, and they have in mind the other item, like in our case, the water and the coffee or whatever, and they're ready to do it. And by mistake, they slipped up. They made the bar nefashes. So what do you do on the next thing, which is, let's say, the coffee over here? So then we said, no, make over. We said you can't make over another bracha. It's machlekes because it is Magen Avraham. Say not to make over the shahakal. Others say yeah, to make over the shahakal. Preferably one. So we don't make over the shahakal. Preferably one should take something else, make a shahakal. But if it's a case in time, whereby somebody sat down. I drank my cup of water, and I thought there was not a coffee. Okay, I would like a coffee, but I thought there was no coffee available. I made my burn of fashis, and that's it. Somebody said, oh, here's your coffee. Now you have to make a new shahakal, because you didn't have a mind, even though you made a mistake, and you thought there was no coffee. She'ein lo yoid lechel, right? Aval imta, your mistake was that you didn't realize there was nothing else to eat or drink. And then somebody said, yeah, here's another coffee. Therefore, you made a burn of fashis, chayzul avarch, now you have to make a new shahakal on the coffee. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.